This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
About to hear another hour of Mental Radio. This is the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Jay. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. We all have a voice that plays in our head. And I have three voices that play in my head every morning, and you do too. But what's the comparison of the voices of Jennifer, Victoria, and Jay to what is in is your inner voice, you thinking and hearing voice. We have a podcast called Zodiac Magic, which probably, if I were to take it apart, the connection to Mary O'Malley, who is the psychic scout on the Zodiac Magic, we have an astrologer talking about each day of the week, so every week it's a new podcast focusing on what each day can bring to you. And then there's Mary talking about things that are not seen or heard or felt or touched. You know, it's not one of the five senses. It's a sixth sense. And isn't that partially your inner voice? And is your inner voice your identity? Is your inner voice your story? What do you think, Jennifer? What's your story? And do you have it playing in your head? Are you listening to it all the time?
My inner voice? I listen to other people, I think, a lot. I think I trust my gut, but I don't know. It's probably a combination.
Well, maybe the better way of asking the question is, are you influenced by other people's thoughts, or is it your own thought? And how do you really know it's your own thought really think it's your own thought?
I don't know. I think it's both. I think people who don't listen to anybody else are kind of silly. I don't think it makes for a good human being. If you don't have your eyes open or your mind open, you know, you've got to pay attention.
Listening. Is it really about listening? Do you hear voices? Some people do, I think.
Why hear voices? I'm more of an empath. I feel people's feelings.
Why are you chuckling, Victoria? Why do you?
Because it's just funny the way that you ask that. Do you hear voices, Jennifer?
Despite popular opinion, Doug, no, I do not. I don't think I hear voices, but I pick up on people's feelings a lot more than I do their
yes.
words.
Yes, you're an empath. Yep. Yeah. But picking up on your own inner voice, I think, some people refer to it as your inner child. And some people refer to it as ego. Much as, some of us have the same old story that plays over and over and over and over and over again in our head. And it's tough sometimes that you invest in the old story and you don't get to the new story. And the new story is change. We all change and some of us don't like it. Don't like what the real, what the essence of change is in us. So I guess maybe the question is, do you have a mental radio station that has the same impact on you as listening, let's say, to this program? And if it does, is that good? Are you looking to change? Is it time for you to change? Or should you change the station? How about that? Then somebody say, yep, I'm changing the station. No. Well, listen, to each his own. I think it's a tough time to be honest with yourself because there's so much stuff playing in all of our heads. You know, we were talking about critical race theory and things that are of impact and import today. I think they're all these things are important, but are we getting away from what is the basic thought pattern that we all, we're all interested in survival, we're all interested in perhaps taking care of our families and things being better. And I'm not sure. I think that gets lost in the dust of the day. Yes or no, ladies? What do you think, Victoria? Do you find that what you're really thinking gets lost in the dust of the day? Dust of the day is real. You know, what's real today? What are you dealing with today that you have to deal with versus what you might want to deal with? Some people want to change, and they don't kind of really know how to do it. Maybe keeping up with the times as much as anything else? I don't know. I think I've shot my wad here on this one.
Ew.
No, I mean my mental. All right. Everything's taken out of context. All right, next. The city council race, that was a conversation I had with myself, because I didn't feel like any of you even knew what I was talking about. And I'm sort of surprised, because I think you all, knowing you as I do, I think you have an inside voice, and you do follow, and it does impact what you're thinking. But for some reason,
I follow my intuition more than anything else. Sometimes my inner voice gives me the silent treatment, but I will say, and this may sound so odd, but I a lot of times will hear voices in the sense of I almost hear a radio in the other room or a TV in the other room, or it sounds like people are talking in the other room when there is absolutely nothing going on in the other room. Does anybody have that?
Well, that's
kind of
what
I'm saying. Your house.
Yeah. That could be accurate as well. We hear people wrestling around in the basement. We don't have a basement, so.
Fun.
Too undetermined.
Well, but see, that's all of it. Getting out of your own head, and maybe that's another way of looking at it. And what got me to thinking about this was the conversation that we had about critical race theory, and then what's going on in schools and how obvious it is that we're not really teaching some of the things that are necessary for us to have a successful life. School should be about what it is that makes you success. What knowledge do you need to be successful in life? And I don't need to have somebody drill into me that the circumstances that existed even maybe yesterday in my hometown or today I'm happy to be aware of them and to have my own attitude toward them, but I don't want to listen to it over and over and over again. And basically, I'm being told by some sectors of society that I'm a bad guy because I'm a white guy. And I don't like it, frankly. And that's one of the things that's playing in my head at the moment. I don't want to be shamed because I am who I am. And I think there's way too much of that going on now. So anyway, the city council race in Portland, Maine. There are hundreds of people who voted there last week, but one of the races was that. We have that going on here in Framingham. Two votes. One person won one of the districts by two votes. And so the kind of local elections, was an open city council seat there. But the way they fixed it in Portland, Maine, was that they drew a name out of a bowl. They put the two contestants. I thought they'd
Why
do maybe
they just
like
recount?
Straws.
That seems a little weird.
The recount was requested, but apparently that didn't get them anywhere because once they counted the votes again, came out to be the same as it was the first time. I think that's what's going to happen here in Framingham too. So they drew a name out of a bowl, which is like drawing straws, I guess, as much as anything else. This was at their city council meeting. had a wooden bowl, salad
like a
bowl.
A lot of trouble and money spent to have your name pulled out of a punch bowl, basically.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. There were four candidates in the race for the at-large council, and the ranked choice runoff determined that two of the candidates were tied with exactly 8,529 votes each. In the event of the tie, the city's charter, which adopted rules a couple of years ago for administering ranked choice voting, said the city clerk shall determine the winner in public by lot, meaning the winner is selected at random. So how would that set if you were you running for an office? And I don't know what else do you do in that circumstance? Have another election? What's the point of that? I don't know. So I just thought it was kind of interesting to see how these things are being sorted out, much as anything else. I think it's kind of cool. Yes, no? Would you?
Well, it goes to show that everyone should absolutely vote, because think about who didn't vote in this
every
community. Your
vote
would have truly mattered.
Yep. Every vote counts. Yeah. All right, let's see where Pfizer is. Some medical news here. Pfizer, the experimental coronavirus pill they've come up with, reduced the risk of hospitalization and death by 89%. So I didn't think this was the first one. It was Moderna that had the pill.
Moderna has a pill, too, that they're working on. And then the other pill that you've heard about comes from Merck Pharmaceuticals. And Merck didn't, they didn't get into the vaccine game because they never really could get a vaccine off the ground. So they started working on an antiviral pill instead. And so theirs has already been approved in the UK. And I guess a lot of countries have already put orders in, us included. And then with Pfizer, with their antiviral pill, they've gotten really good results, too. So this is something that, you know, realistically, we maybe around January, we could have this as an option. If you get COVID and you don't have to go to the hospital, then this is, you know, a way to keep hospitals from getting overcrowded. And if you can, you know, you can treat yourself at home with these pills. So it's great.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of people, they're all set, people that, are they going to be available now, today? Can we go get them?
No, I just said January, maybe February.
I didn't hear you say January, really. Oh. Okay,
I think it's good. I think this is a good move and breakthrough through for therapeutics because people are still getting sick, no matter what, vaccinated or unvaccinated. So why not have something in place that, that there's some confidence can work in treating this? I think it's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, so that's that. The price, though, isn't that the question? How much do
Merck
are we going to have to...
Merck gave their... Pfizer hasn't given pricing yet, but it's going to be... Merck had done it the same way I think probably Moderna will do it. It just depends on whatever deal they work out with each country. So countries that can't afford...
So is it going to be the country pays, not individuals are not paying for this?
Correct, I guess, at the beginning, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, it's just, it, you know, depends. If a country can afford more, then the price is going to be higher. And if it's a... You know, they're going to subsidize it, I guess, for poorer countries.
So in England, Merck has come up with this pill, and they apparently have approved it there. We were talking about this, I think, last week.
No, I just said that.
Oh, you did? I turned out.
Is my mic on?
No, I
heard you. Okay, thanks.
Yeah, actually, you know what distracted me? I will admit to this 100%. I'm sorry that I was I had in my mind that you guys would handle it because I was distracted by looking at the story of Eugenia Figueroa. You know who she is or was?
Mm-hmm. No.
She died last week after suffering complications from injuries that she sustained after her custom wheelchair was destroyed in the baggage section at United Airlines in Washington. She worked at an organization called Hand in Hand. She was all about domestic worker rights. She had a $30,000 custom wheelchair, which was run over by one of the baggage trucks. And United didn't even take responsibility for it at first. I find that these airlines, man, they are something else. 19 past the hour. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well-made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over a million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Velvety paper feel, exquisite colors, stunning scale. At Staples, we sweat the details and quality of every print project
Stop by Staples and try our Print Big Promise. We're committed to getting your print job right, to treating your small business like a big deal, and guiding you from start to finish. Get 20% off signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more. Offer ends January 1st. Visit staples.com/services/printing for details. Staples, where small business prints big.
Hello, Mr. Crane. I'm calling about today's appointment. The tree is scheduled to fall on your RV at 2:14 today.
Any way we can reschedule? We're really enjoying our trip.
Oh, I'm sorry, but that's our only opening.
Can it just be a little tree?
Let me check. No, sorry, our file says it's a huge one.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Is it 2:14 p.m. or a.m.?
You know, I'm not sure. Can I put you on a brief hold?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Now, 23 after the hour. It's the DJV program with trending items. Jennifer and Victoria J. Kirshner in charge of our social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and the things that you are commenting on. Interesting, Vin Diesel and The Rock. Not always, it's kind of like oil and water with the two of them. But apparently there's a script floating around that will be the last of the Fast and Furious movies, which I think will disappoint a lot of people, including the people that are in the movies that make a lot of money for being in the movies. But they've run out of ideas, apparently, of how to wreck cars and jump off of planes. And so what's the story here, Jay? Well, yeah, this looks kind of interesting.
Yeah, the 10th installment is supposed to nicely wrap everything up with the franchise, and Vin Diesel is saying it can't be done without The Rock. Well, everybody who's done these films, they've really become a family in real life, mm-hmm. except Vin Diesel and The Rock had a falling out when The Rock and Jason Statham went off and did their own spinoff without, I guess, getting the quote-unquote blessing of Vin Diesel, the Hobbs and Shaw movie. So there was some tension during that
time. Well, the real tension came because Vin Diesel is careless and thoughtless when it comes to showing up on time. Everybody, The Rock is very punctual, shows up, knows his lines, is ready to work, and they were always hanging around waiting for Vin Diesel to show up when they were shooting, and that irritated The Rock. I don't blame him. It would irritate me if, under the circumstances. That's what caused the first of their disagreements. And then it went on from there. But so anyway,
oh, yeah, it got real heated. Well, and apparently The Rock and Vin Diesel's kids still have kind of a relationship. They still talk and everything, and Vin's kids call him Uncle Dwayne and all of that good stuff. But Vin Diesel is calling on The Rock to, quote-unquote, step up and be part of the franchise again, be part of the 10th film that's going to be in the series that will wrap it up. And Vin Diesel even says that this cannot be done without The Rock. They need the Hobbs character, and nobody else can play Hobbs. It has to be The Rock. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. We'll see if they can put all of their
I'm guessing he'll
them.
Do it. I think he's one of the seems to be one of the easiest guys to get along with in that everybody likes him. Not everybody likes Vin Diesel. So I'm guessing the Dwayne will take the high road. Say, yep, okay. Especially if there's a $20 million paycheck attached.
Yeah, how would you say no? I hope he does. I'm a fan of the series. I would love to see him back all together.
Yeah, and I don't know that the story about Hobbs and Shaw is really what happened because he's the executive. Vin Diesel is the integral cog in the wheel in this. And so I don't know that that they would have made that movie. Did you read that somewhere?
Oh yeah, there were a lot of and Vin Diesel wasn't the only one. There were a lot of other actors in the franchise that were upset with the whole spin-off sequel.
Really?
They felt like they didn't get like their blessing and everything. And
I didn't realize that. All right, well, so listen, see what happens. Kristen Stewart's everywhere. What's up with her?
Well, she and her now fiancé, Dylan Meyer, apparently have been engaged for some time. It only just came out that they're engaged. But they want Guy Fieri to officiate the wedding. And Kristen Stewart was on Howard Stern, and they were talking about it, and she was saying how either they won't have anybody officiate it, they'll just kind of do it themselves. But then she'd also thrown in that she had heard Guy Fieri was officiating some gay weddings, and wouldn't it be cool to have him do it? Well, he heard about it, was like, yeah, count me in. And then she was, Kristen Stewart was doing a Today Show interview, and Hoda was like, is this real? Do you really want him? And she's like, no, this is real. Yeah. Yeah. She's like, this is real. That would be amazing. And so it's looking like Guy Fieri is going to officiate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The chef guy.
Mm-hmm. Has a weird hairdo.
All the diners, drive-ins, dives, that one.
Yeah. Yep. Right. And so he's a minister on the side, or he's a... How do you get?
Well, anybody can become one. If you go online, you can become an officiant.
Yeah. Universal Life Church. Certain states have done away with it. Like, I think Tennessee has done away with it, but certain states you still can do the online.
I think I'd be good at that. I'm going to get one of those. How do I get one of those?
You should. That would be awesome. Yeah.
I now pronounce.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United States has reopened its land and air borders Monday for non-essential travel to foreign visitors from over 30 countries, provided they are fully vaccinated against COVID-19. The border at San Ysidro crossing between Tijuana and San Diego was packed with vehicles Sunday night preparing to cross into the U.S. The new rules, foreign travelers must show proof of vaccination and contact details before flying and get a negative COVID-19 test within 3 days of travel. 8 people were killed and more than 300 others were injured during the Astroworld Music Festival on Friday. Fans who lined up to watch rapper Travis Scott perform quickly pleaded for the show to stop after an estimated 50,000 people in the crowd began to stampede towards the front of the stage. Multiple lawsuits have been filed against some of the musicians and event organizers. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. Let's get this Monday going. We are USA Radio News.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Republican Representative Pat Fallon from Texas tells Newsmax over the weekend the recently passed bipartisan infrastructure bill is still not good for America.
How disappointed I am and so many other of my colleagues, and I think millions of our constituents, tens of millions of them, that 13 Republicans would do essentially Nancy Pelosi's bidding and Joe Biden's work for them. This was a bad infrastructure package. As you mentioned, we do need an infrastructure package. We do have aging roads and bridges and waterways and airports and the broadband internet, something we need to do for rural communities. But at the same time, you don't need $1.2 trillion. Remember, this whole thing started with Biden saying that we needed $2.25 trillion for infrastructure. He had to have it or the sky was going to fall. And then magically, negotiating against himself, he got it down to 1.2. So I think a realistic package would be something more on the line of $200 or $300 billion that could actually go to the things we desperately need as a country. And there's black holes. A lot of this money, like in transit, last in the COVID relief package, transit got $70 billion. And in this bill, they're getting an additional $91 billion. You would expect some folks to operate, maybe not at a profit, but at least at a break even. And if you continually give them these kinds of bailouts, they're going to be run in a very efficient manner, inefficient manner, rather, members of Congress, both in the House and the Senate, to tell the American people the truth. But don't make it esoteric. Make it very digestible.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Respect. That's what our program is built on. Different ideas. Jennifer has ideas. Victoria does. Jay does. I do. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner. The economy has added 500,000 jobs since when? I guess it's just in the last month or so, right?
Yeah, the monthly report.
Yeah, that was October. That's good. The economy needed that because the last couple of months have been pretty disappointing, so... Well, the adjustments were, I don't understand why the adjustments, they were huge this time.
Adjusted for what?
Well, the initial numbers they reported were not accurate. They were too low. So this was an adjustment to those numbers for September and October, which was good because it means more people were actually working. But I didn't realize, like, why was it wrong the first time?
So how many people are on unemployment? Anybody know that still at this point? Is it 4%, 5%? What do we have?
It's now the lowest it's been. It's 4.6% now. Mm-hmm. So it's the lowest it's been in the pandemic.
Okay. So normally unemployment is about 4%. Somewhere between 3.5% and 4% of the workforce is collecting unemployment. That doesn't mean that there are only 4% of the population out of work. It means those are the people collecting. There is another 4%. Usually twice as many people are actually unemployed as the numbers reflect, because those numbers that the government gives you are people who are collecting unemployment, what do they call it, unemployment insurance,
right,
compensation, something like that.
Yeah, other people are stay-at-home parents, and they're not unemployment. They're just not employed.
Right.
I don't know how anybody can be unemployed right now. There are so many jobs available. At least
I don't either.
Saying those are choices, though. People who are staying home and raising kids and don't want to work.
Right, of course.
Are they still getting government benefits because they've made a choice? Are there government programs and people who don't want to work?
If they're below a certain line.
Poverty line.
Yeah, but
46.9 is the poverty line now. Supposedly. That seems like a lot of money in terms of, everything's relative in terms of how all the pieces fit together. But I think we still have a really strange system that I know a couple, three people who are not working because they don't want to, and they're collecting. They shouldn't be collecting just because they don't want to work. If they don't want to work, that's their choice, fine. But I shouldn't be supporting them in that choice.
But you're not. The unemployment insurance. Doug, you've never been on unemployment insurance, but you pay into it. You only get back out what you've paid into it. So I've been on it, and it runs out at a certain point because that's all I had paid into it.
When you say you paid into it, how does that take place?
It comes out of my paycheck. When you have a W-2, your paycheck is – your unemployment is taken out – unemployment insurance, that's taken out of your paycheck, along with Social Security and all the other stuff that gets taken out.
And your employer pays for it, too.
Yeah, it's a combination.
It's one of the deductions.
Yeah.
You know what I found?
But you're not paying for my unemployment. That's not how it works. Yeah.
Okay. You're working, and I'm paying you to keep working. It's good. So the average hourly earning, this I found startling, is $30.96. That's pretty good. Isn't it? 30 bucks, 40,
no
31
kidding.
Bucks
that's
an hour?
High. So high, I think.
Yeah. I think that's, under the circumstances. The average hourly, so that means that half the people make more than that, and half the people make less than that. That's what the mean or the average is all about. So there are other people. I know a lot of plumbers and people who are working in starting plumbers.
They make more than 30 bucks an hour.
Yeah, 30 bucks an hour is not a lot.
Mm-mm.
And so once again, I would think that our educational system and the people who pay for our educational system, that is you and me, would demand that there be more skills taught, more, quote, vocational education, even though that name had a stigma attached to it, for whatever the reason, I don't know. But 30 bucks an hour is more than a lot of college graduates are making, I guarantee you that, when they get out of school. What's the average teacher make an hour? I'd like to know what the average teacher. The salary of an average
teacher. Probably about 50 or 60, probably 50,000, depending on where you are.
Okay.
I know in LA it's more than that, but I would say probably 50,000 is average for a teacher.
Mm-hmm. So what does that break down to in terms of hours? Between hours in the classroom, prep time, if it's 8 hours a day, 7 hours a day, how does that break down into an hourly wage? I think the point I'm trying to make with my observation is that there are a lot of jobs that are not respectful in terms of how they pay versus what is needed for education. Hard to get a job as a teacher in most communities if you don't have a master's degree these days. When I was teaching, all that was required was a bachelor's degree. Even though I was working for a master's degree, nobody cared. Now, if you don't have a master's degree,
that would be at a higher level. I think right now you have to clear. Yes. I mean, my
or
mom was a teacher.
School.
And, Yeah, private school, you just need a bachelor's degree. But if you go into public school...
No, but I have friends who teach in private school, and they all have master's degrees, and that's why they were chosen.
Yeah. Well, probably fancy schools. But I'm talking about, like, the school that I went to, like Catholic school, you just need a regular bachelor's degree. And then if you are clear, if you're doing your public school teacher, traditionally, all you need is a bachelor's degree, but you have to clear your teaching credential, which is another, I think, year or so of education that you have to do to get your credential.
Hmm. All right, a couple of our racier, spacier folks in the news today. Jeff Bezos, who is the founder of Blue Origin, they've lost a lawsuit against NASA over the decision that they made, NASA made, not to award them the contract to build the lander to bring astronauts to the moon. Wasn't it given to to Elon Musk, right?
Yeah, SpaceX.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right.
But also, you know, Blue Origin, their bid was $5.9 billion, and SpaceX came in at $2.9 billion. So why would Blue Origin and Bezos like expect that they would also
His ego. He
get a contract for $4 billion more?
Yeah.
I mean, it's whatever.
But I want to know. You know, you think about it. I remember the line from Apollo 13 about the rocket ship having been built by the low bidder, and that's true of a lot of, you know, the things. If it's not crucial, that is stuff that's on the ground that's going to stay on the ground, okay, give it to the low bidder. But wondering about that, you know, I don't know that much about Blue Origin, other than that I'm not a fan of Jeff Bezos. I don't know how the internal workings work. SpaceX seems to be a little more, a little heat.
Well, Blue Origin, which is so weird because I didn't even realize Blue Origin has been around for a while. But, you know, they have, like, a whole big expose done on them a couple months ago, and all the females working there were subject to sexual harassment. And, I mean, all kind of, the working environment at Blue Origin, it was just, I mean, the whole thing that came out, it was pretty gross and very much kind of in keeping with Bezos and his...
Yeah, he's a pig. Oh,
frat boy kind of
it's
ways.
It's his brand.
He's a pig.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. All right, so Elon Musk said something last week. I'd like some clarification from you as long as we're moving around in this circle. If I understand correctly, he's said he will give $6 billion to fight the homelessness and lack of
world
food,
hunger,
food insecurity,
poverty.
And that stuff, poverty in general. So does that mean he's going to sell his stock? Is he going to raise the money?
Who knows?
And a different
thing?
He would
say sell off part of his stock, his
Tesla
stock.
So many people go after billionaires, and they say, well, if billionaires would just do X, Y, Z, or if they pay more in taxes
more
or whatever.
Taxes.
And so, so he said in response to someone at the United Nations making that comment at that conference last week, he said, well, if I give you, you know, all of this, I'll give you 6% of whatever his sales or whatever he promised. He said, I'll give that all to you. What are you going to do? Show me your plan on how you're going to fix things. And, you know, if I were the UN, I wish that somebody would have said, here is the plan, Elon, money where your mouth is, let's go.
42 million people would be saved from dying of hunger with that money.
Unfortunately, so much of this is just hot air, where if billionaires would only do this, well, let's see what we're doing now to fix things. How could we do it?
Yeah, but Elon Musk is also
full
of
hot air.
So I don't know how real it was.
It's kind of like a back and forth of messages, right? But if I were the UN, I would say, okay, we're ready for it. Here's our plan.
Shame them into
it, right? Let's go.
Let's go. Yep, let's go. Speaking of space, astronauts looking out the portholes, literally, of the space station, looking at what's going on as they go around the globe every 90 minutes, to what they can see in the atmosphere. The French astronaut who's up there right now is Thomas Pesquet. Is that how you pronounce his name? Pesquet? Pesquet?
I think it would be Pesquet.
Pesquet?
Okay. Yeah.
Anyway, he is talking about what he's seeing. He used a video call from space to talk about what he is seeing, and this is, you know, aimed at those people who are still at the climate conference in Glasgow. He said, quote, we see the pollution of rivers, atmospheric pollution, things like that. What really shocked me, he said, on the mission, were the extreme weather or climate phenomena. Now, I'd like to know how you actually see or determine that. Is it, can you tell the intensity of the clouds from the space station, the darkness, the heaviness of them.
Yeah, well, I mean, he said that they saw, he could see California and Canada on fire from 250 miles up with the naked eye. That was just, they could just see that it was on fire. And this was a really interesting video call he did with Emmanuel Macron. He's the French, you know, president.
Premier,
and this was a French.
Yeah,
and this was a French astronaut. This is his second time up. And what was really alarming was that he said it was such a difference this time from just 4 or 5 years ago in terms of what he could see, the visible damage and the storms and floods and the erosion and things that they can see, which must be an unbelievable vantage point, you know, beyond just how pretty it must be. I mean, you could see why when William Shatner went up and was, and just for a brief minute he was up there and he was so emotional and talking about, you know, how we need to save this planet, and the astronauts are backing up everything that he said. And so it's, you know, it's literally like, I don't understand anyone who just says, who just dismisses climate change. I really don't anymore. I mean, people believe it a lot more now, but because we're seeing it, we're seeing it happen in real time. But like,
you know,
I don't know, as well as I do, it's
become almost a religion with some people. And if people don't respond well, they're being hit over the head. And there's a lot of hammer and tong stuff that goes on here.
Well,
my point hasn't changed at all. I can see it in the way I farm. I can see it in the way things are growing on the farm, that there is a change. Things are growing differently.
Coffee now grows in California because of climate change. It's all there was a whole thing that I watched on the last week about how coffee is a very difficult crop to grow, and you really need all kinds of certain conditions, and it's
rocky
now growing successfully
soil
in California.
Yeah.
I think if people would just not, I think it's kind of like the Elon Musk story. You know, it's really easy to blame billionaires. It's really easy to blame climate change. But is all of this money that people are throwing in at it really going to do anything? Because it's become a huge moneymaker for a lot of people.
Yeah. Well, certainly food for thought, something that will be included in one of our downloads, I'm sure. You catch out our podcast every day at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Velvety paper feel, exquisite colors, stunning scale. At Staples, we sweat the details and quality of every print project. Stop by Staples and try our Print Big Promise. We're committed to getting your print job right, to treating your small business like a big deal, and guiding you from start to finish. Get 20% off signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more. Offer ends January 1st. Visit staples.com/services/printing for details. Staples, where small business prints big.
Attention Americans aged 65 and older. The Medicare annual enrollment period for 2022 has begun. This is the only time to change your Medicare Advantage plan for a whole year, and Smart Match Insurance is here to help. Smart Match compares thousands of Medicare plans from national insurance companies. In minutes, you'll know if your current plan or new plan can get you extra coverage, let you keep your doctor, and save you money. Smart Match is like having a personal Medicare consultant who can help you get a better plan, including $0 copays, $0 deductibles, even $0 premiums, plus dental and vision coverage for no additional cost, even benefits for hearing aids and diabetic supplies. Having the wrong Medicare plan can cost you thousands. Smart Match makes it easy to find the right one with their free and unbiased help. If you find a plan you like, they can even enroll you on the spot. The Medicare annual enrollment period for 2022 ends soon. The service is free, so call now. Call 800-401-3982. That's 800-401-3982.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Money Pit Monday on the DJV program, which is kind of anticlimactic because it's usually Money Pit Weekend because the show's on over the weekend.
But you need
right?
the whole week to get ready for you your weekend project, week. Doug.
Exactly. So your program is heard on Saturday and Sunday at various stations, depending on when the station wants to run it. Right? It's not at one particular time.
Yeah, and we drop the podcasts on Monday and Thursday.
And there you go. And you have the Money Pit newsletter that's out every day. You can go online to moneypit.com and to check that out as well. All right. So a number of things going on. It's fall. People are looking for products that will help improve their lot in life when it comes to getting the house ready for fall. Is this internal, external? What are some of the things that people are using and what you're talking about, what you're advising people to do when it comes to prepping for fall and winter?
Yeah, well, you know, this is the time when manufacturers come out with a lot of new products. So we did a review of some this week. First up, if you've ever had to tackle a project that involves driving screws, you know it's a hassle when the screw starts to strip, right? You can't go forward. You can't go backwards. You're just kind of stuck there. DAP came up with a new product that's called Tank Bond Liquid Grip. What this stuff is,
DAP has all of those different, I have a lot of DAP products around. You put them in the gun and they're like
caulks,
filling holes,
sealants,
caulking compound.
Right.
Yeah, right. Okay. Got it.
Yeah. So what this stuff does is you add one drop of it to the screw head when it starts to strip and it gives you 7 times more gripping power.
Wow. You put
Pretty
it
amazing
on the
stuff.
Head?
Yeah.
You put it on the
right
head
in the
of
screw
the
head. Yeah. Yep. Really? It stops the screwdriver or the
wow.
bit
How does it
from,
do that?
From slipping out.
It's a
metallic grit, they tell me, that's formulated to kind of like fill in the gaps but not slip any further when the screw starts to strip.
All right.
So pretty cool stuff.
Fall in
$7 a tube.
Gap. Yeah.
You'll find it at Lowe's. I mean, you don't plan to strip a screw, so it's the kind of thing you just want to get it and throw it in the toolbox.
But it is annoying when it happens. Yeah. I'll tell you that from experience. When either if it's a Phillips head especially, and you put a smaller chuck in there than the head requires, you can easily strip it. Or the other way around, put too big of a head in. It's really annoying because you can't, as you said, you can't get it in and you can't get it out. It's just, so I usually revert. Now that I know you can use this DAP thing, I'll do that. But I used to have a hammer.
That's the other way to do it, right?
That's right. Fix it that way.
Well, Doug, I know that you've done a lot of chainsawing around the farm.
Yes, and, lots of them. Yeah.
We have talked about cordless tools over the years. I got a chance to play with a new one from Green Machine. This is exclusively at Home Depot. It's a 62-volt cordless chainsaw. What's impressive about this is it gives you 45 minutes of actual cutting time, which is a lot. You know, if you think about it, you take the tree down, 45 minutes of slicing and dicing is a long time. Pretty powerful battery. And it's got all the features in it that you'd like to have: automatic chain tensioning, electronic chain kick brake, automatic lubing, and no pull cords, of course, so no gas to deal with. Yeah. Easy start trigger. That Green Machine is part of a family of new products. Really well made.
Isn't it automatic? It's just you hit the I have pull the switch. I use a lot. I have like a dozen chainsaws on the farm, and I do that for self-defense because if I want one that works, I want to make sure I get one or two.
Well, you shouldn't have to go through a dozen chainsaws.
I know I should.
This one you pick up and go with like no prep.
Goes. And so it's just a battery. It fits like a lot of the other battery-powered tools that are around today. Right?
Is that the but it's actually more heavy duty. It's got a 62-volt battery, and the thing really does a great job. I worked with it last week, and I'm really impressed by it. You'll find them exclusively at HomeDepot.com. Now, as the weather turns cold, the heating bills go up. LG has a new heating technology out now. It's called LG Red. Stands for Reliable to Extreme Degrees. It's interesting because it's new technology they're building into all their HVAC products. And it gives you incredible energy efficiency and comfort, even in the coldest climates. In fact, it will maintain the efficiency down to 5 degrees. Now, a lot of heating systems lose efficiency when they go lower like that. This one keeps it steady all the way down to 5 degrees, and it can actually heat homes down to minus 13.
It's a whole house system, then. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, so it's technology that's built into, for example, their heat pump systems.
Ah.
So, yeah. Which typically is very expensive to run, but this technology is bringing the cost way down, the comfort way up. And finally, I got a chance to learn about a brand new type of flooring called hybrid resilient flooring. It's an LL flooring product called Duravana. And, you know, they explain that this is completely different than all the EVPs and the other products that are out there. It's extremely scratch and dent resistant. So here's how we test this in the Money Pit Garage. I took a plank of it, stuck it on the workbench, and smacked the heck out of it with a hammer to see if I could dent it. Could not dent it. Strong stuff, doubly waterproof, and scratch resistant as well.
Hell, how a flooring has that. All right, good.
Duravana.
Some tips.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.